people are right of their life. He plans on putting up to 8 people on board, 8 paying people. And they'll fly to, over the Common Line, which is over 62 miles, and then come back down and land on a runway. Well, over the years, he spun off another business called Virgin Orbital. Virgin Orbital is unmanned vehicle. They launch or plan on launching this rocket from the bottom of a 747. So he took one of his airplanes. He owns Virgin Airlines. And he took one of the 747s and configured it to be able to carry this rocket on the left wing. And so far, he's been successful in dropping it off, disconnecting it without the plane going into a dive or something. Very successful in test after test over the years. But his goal is to actually send one of these rockets into orbit. He tried that last month, about a month and a half or so ago, and it didn't work out. It lit, and then it went off, and now they finally figured out what the problem was. One of the fuel lines broke. So apparently they got that all worked out, and they haven't given it a date yet, but they plan on eventually trying again to get these... there's a big push to get small payloads into orbit, and Virgin Orbital is a company, one of the companies that are trying to do that. There's other companies that are presently doing it, but there's plenty of payloads to go around for all these rocket companies to do what they got to do. Any questions or comments? WS2F. Okay, about a week or so ago, SpaceX launched another rocket with a Korean payload to geosynchronous orbit, and it worked out very good. They got it to orbit, and it's one of the many flights that SpaceX is doing. And this is, I think, their 80-something flight of these Falcon 9 rockets. And what most people know is they reuse the boosters. As the years went by, they made the boosters better and better. Originally, they could only reuse the boosters twice, and then they were able to use them up to three or four times topped. And now they started to use them, five or more, and their goal is to use them 10 or more times. So reusability is important. They've had them launch, come back, land on land in Cape Canaveral, land on land in Vandenberg Air Force Base out in California, and they've had them land on autonomous ships as big as a football field out in either the Pacific Ocean or in the Atlantic Ocean. So, again, this one came down. I saw it, I saw it live. You could always watch these things again on a computer. But it came down and landed perfectly, right in the middle of this ship, 400 miles out in the Atlantic Ocean. But one of the things that they've been trying to do, they were successful to some degree. Is to try to catch these fairings, these big 45-foot long covers that go around the payloads. They're 17 feet in diameter in this case, and they're large, and each half costs around $3 million. So his goal is to recover these all the time and reuse them, which he's already done a couple of times. They'll land in the water, and they'll pick them up with the ship. But they have these ships with these nets, and the nets, the ship looks pretty big, but these nets have these outriggers sticking out, and it makes these nets, this net looks about, it looks about the size of a football field. And he's got two ships riding around in the Atlantic. And, after the launch, the first stage goes up, about 3 minutes into flight, first stage separates from the second stage. The second stage pushes the payload to space. But the first stage comes back and lands either on land or on this autonomous ship. Well, the fairings at some point separated to expose the payload to space. And here they come flying down from space. They're actually, in a vacuum. So they have little nitrogen gas thrusters to help orient it in a certain direction. So it comes down on a blunt end, and it kind of slows itself down as it comes through the atmosphere. And it takes, from where it separates, falling down to Earth, 45 minutes before it gets down to, most of the times it hits the water. And then it comes down with these parasails that are controlled. He's got actuators, and he's able to control the parasails. He's got GPS on it. He knows exactly where he is on the globe. He knows where the ships are down below. And he's been successful in catching one, or maybe two over the years, just one of the half shells. And in this case, he caught them both, and he put a video on of the two ships. And sure enough, this thing, you see it coming down on a parasail, and it lands in a net and kind of rolls around a little bit, and he's able to bring these things back and bring them back to shore. It's better if it doesn't land in the ocean, because there's electronics and thrusters and stuff. He does not want salt water to get involved with this at all. Although, they have landed in the water before, and they fished them out, and sometimes they could preserve them and reuse them again. But when they land in the net, that's a given. He saved $6 million by saving these two fairings that came down. Any comments or questions? WS2M. Okay, nothing heard. If I had more time, there's a couple of more topics, but we can cover them next week. They're not urgent. To me, what's important is this crew that's coming back, that's going to land in the Atlantic Ocean. SpaceX has a ship ready, a special ship to pick the Dragon out of the water and put it onto its own ship, with this small crane that comes out. And it's the first time in America we've had a crew come back to a splashdown. This is common. A lot of us are older. They'll remember the Mercury flights and the Gemini flights and the Apollo flights and the Skylab flights. There were three that went up for Skylab. They all came down and had parachutes, three big parachutes, and would land in the water. But the last one to do that was after all of that in 1975, which was the Soyuz Apollo mission. That's when we got involved with the Russians and we docked in space. You had their crew and our crew shaking hands. That was the last mission. When we came back on that mission, it came back and landed in the Pacific Ocean and was recovered by a ship. And that was the last splashdown for us. The last splashdown in the Atlantic Ocean predated that, by a lot. It was the Apollo 9 mission. We had Apollo 7, 8, 9, 11, 10, 11. 11 was the one that landed on the moon. 10 went to the moon but didn't land on the moon. Did everything that Apollo 11 did. Apollo 9, that went around Earth. But the important thing about Apollo 9 was they wanted to test out the LEM. So they duplicated everything that needed to be done for going to the moon. They had the vehicle separate from the final third stage. It turned around and grabbed the whole of the LEM, pulled the LEM out, and you had a crew go into the LEM and separate from the command module in Earth orbit, and then they redock, and they did that a couple of times. They practiced. All worked out good, and then at the end of that mission, they came back on, you know, on the in the command module, all three astronauts, and the parachutes opened up, and they landed in the Atlantic Ocean. That's the last time that has happened. So it's a long time from long time ago. You know what happened after that was, you know, after all those splashdowns. We got involved with the space shuttle. So that's pretty much it. I'll turn it back to Roy. Unless somebody has any questions, comments. If not, we'll be back here next week with a continuation of current events, I guess you would consider this, of the space program. Back to you, Roy. AC2GS WS2N.
AC2GS. Thank you very much, Paul. Thanks everyone who participated tonight. We had people on the Echolink. We had Canada and Los Alamos on the IRLP. We had about 9 people on the audio stream. So thanks everyone. And the chat room was lively. So once again, if you're curious, I'll leave the chat room page open for the next few days. You can take a look and see the parallel conversation that were had. It's all G-rated there, so don't worry about the kids and such. So once again, let me drop for a sec. Okay. Thanks to everyone. Keep in mind, once again, that if you need to contact me or Paul, if you have any questions that you can't get to the technical net, and or any topics you want, or any puzzles you want to offer, or want Paul to take a look at some site, the email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com. Again, mailbag@ac2gs.com. Link page, as always, is roy.ac2gs.com. The chat room is chat.ac2gs.com. And keep in mind that Mike, KC2NJI, has his website, amateurradio.tv. It has archives of the technical net that go all the way back to September of 2006. And as always, a bit of wisdom from one of the wisest men that I've known, Dick K2RIW, is be kind to each other. And that's a great sentiment, especially in our time of coronavirus and the terribly high weather. So please, touch base with friends and relatives, especially elderly. Make sure that they have air conditioning and lots of fluid, and don't get dehydrated. And everyone, don't panic, don't fear, but be wise and thoughtful in your actions, and don't risk yourself unnecessarily. So, this is AC2GS, and I want to thank everyone and wish everyone a safe week. And we'll all get back together, hopefully, next Sunday night at 8 p.m. and do it all over again. This is AC2GS clear.
Boy. Good net. And tomorrow night, there's two nets. They have the club net, the line mark, and then followed by the flop and shot that George is doing. Have a good day. WS2N clear.
Back in the corner. Casey, you want to say?
I'm in my car. I'm just gonna pull it up. How you doing?
I guess I corner. I guess I'm tired. I'll slow my words. just getting ready to pull a plug. Yeah, I listen to you mostly tonight. You in your car? What are you going out shopping?
No, I'm just pulling the car up because it's too far back. I'm just moving it.
Oh, I got you. I thought you found a new 24-hour store, so I'm going to go check it out. I think you like shopping tonight. But...
No, I got food. I already ate. I just got off the phone. I was on the phone for the past hour and a half.
And I'm sure it wasn't a low call either. Was it about work?
Yeah, about work. I gotta go to work tomorrow. I gotta see some people, so... Yep, gotta do that.
Yeah, well, I won't keep you. I know you're probably tired, too. I'm just shutting down the computer and get ready to go to bed. I heard you, so I'll let you go. Good chatting. KC-10, I'll listen if you have any final. I haven't heard Rory or anybody else on, by the way.
I had a question for him. Not a big deal. I'll catch him tomorrow. All right, yeah, have a good night, too. I'm going back in. I just pulled the car up. I'm going back in the house. See you later. WHCDL.
73's Andy. Catch you tomorrow, maybe.
KD2 TXI, you guys copy?
Yeah, I got a copy, go ahead.
Oh, thanks, I'm just checking the range. I'm on 95 north of Stamford, driving, so happy to be making the trip.
Yeah, you're getting in from up there. Not too bad.
Well, thanks, just wanted to say a quick hello and good night.
73 is to you, gentlemen. Same here. Take care. WHCDL. This is GA2FYJ for Central Japan and Tokyo over monitoring any station. This is JA2SYJ, Juliet Alpha 2, Sierra Yankee, Juliet. JA2SYJ, Central Japan, Tokyo. Thanks, man. Monitoring your station. WA2CDL, K2JHR. WA2CDL, K2JHR. No reply received, K2JHR clear.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5:00 a.m.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
This is JA2SYJ, Central Japan, Tokyo, standing by for station. This is JA2SYJ, Central Japan, Tokyo, recording system, standing by.
W2VL repeater.
This is JA2SYJ, calling from JA2SA. East Coast, United States. This is SYJ. It's off. Good here, Yankee Juliet. JA2SYJ, Central Japan, Earth, standing by. This is JA2SYJ, Juliet Alpha 2. JA2SYJ, Central Japan, Tokyo, signed by for station.
W2VL repeater.
Number station, this is JA2SY. Japan door, train any station by going.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.